Just Stop Oil activists have blood on their hands after two women die amid bridge stunt. By Kurt Zindulka on October 23, 2022. The Just Stop Oil climate activist group, which has been terrorizing British streets by gluing themselves to roads, is accused of having blood on their hands after two women died in car crashes after being diverted from a bridge that activists had shut down. Two women, including mother of four Lisa Weber, died this week after traffic was diverted to the M20 motorway as a result of activists from Just Stop Oil, which drew international attention last week after two members threw a can of tomato soup on the famed sunflowers painting by Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh, suspending themselves off of the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge, a major crossing point of the River Thames in London. The crash occurred when a BMW driver veered across the motorway and slammed into other cars after trying to avoid the backup caused by the green protesters. Making matters worse, the traffic delays caused by the activists delayed ambulance crews from reaching the victims for 40 minutes. As a result of the wet conditions, one woman had lost control of her vehicle, at which point Weber left her car and tried to assist the driver. Mark Heap, a builder, who also tried to help the woman, was also injured as the BMW veered into them, leaving him with a broken back and leg. Speaking to the Daily Mail from his hospital bed, he laid blame on the green protesters, saying, "The eco-warriors may have thought it was an innocent protest, but they've got blood on their hands. I don't think they deliberately caused the crash. But their actions, bringing the traffic to a standstill on the M20, caused the crash in which those two women died." Former Metropolitan Police Detective Chief Inspector McNeville told The Sun, "They may not have directly caused the M20 accident. But had their irresponsible demo not taken place, the women and van driver would probably not have been there." The bridge was closed for over 36 hours starting on Monday morning, as authorities deemed it was not safe to allow traffic to continue while the two activists were suspended above in hammocks. Finally, they were brought down by police on Tuesday with the aid of giant crane machines. GB News host Nigel Farage said that they should have left the bridge open during the protest, saying, "Those two men that did that knew the risks they were taking, and I think we've just got to get on with life and not allow just a couple of crackpots to disrupt the lives of hundreds of thousands of people." Eco-extremists in Britain have a history of blocking motorways, junctions, and city center intersections. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.